God made many promises throughout the journey of mankind, like how God promised Noah that he would never flood the world again. But I know for me personally and some of you in this room that we tend to forget that promise was given a symbol that now today means something else. So this morning I'm going to talk about the rainbow and why we still see it in the sky today. So first turn with me to Genesis chapter 9, starting in verse 8. The Bible says, "Then God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, As for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and that with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, and all go out of the ark, every beast of the earth. Thus I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall a fresh flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you, for the perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, that it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the rainbow shall be seen in the clouds. And I will remember my covenant which is between me and you, and every living creature of the flesh, the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh." Now God just promised Noah that he would never flood the earth again, as he just did. How could Noah remember this promise? Well, when Noah looks up in the sky and sees the rainbow. But many a times, us Christians tend to associate the rainbow with something else that's twisted in this world. Most of the time, we look at a rainbow and associate it with the gay community. Now, how can something God bestowed upon Noah mean something so corrupted and so twisted? It's because the world is unjust and corrupted. So corrupted, homosexuality is accepted and given the symbol of the rainbow, a promise from God. What does the Bible say about homosexuality? First turn with me to Romans chapter 1, verse 26. It says, "For this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for their women exchanged natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of women, burning their lust for one another. When men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due." Now turn with me to Jude verse 7. It says, "As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in the similar manner of these, having given themselves over sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, and set forth as an example suffering and the vengeance of eternal fire." Now turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Starting in verse 9. It says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." Why is homosexuality wrong? Because God said it was unnatural, strange, and shameful. So us Christians should defend our God, stand up and tell this world what the rainbow truly means. A promise from our Lord and Savior. It is a symbol of our God, not a symbolism for homosexuality. This world is so corrupted, it changed the meaning of God's promise. Judgment Day is coming soon. This corrupted world would be no more. Revelations 22, verse 21 says, "And the Lord saith, Surely I come quickly." If you have forgotten about the promise sent from God or need forgiveness of other sins, please come forward as we stand and sing.